Blog Talk Radio.
If the eye got something to say, if the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say, if the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say.
Stiletto Diva throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. North Vic gon' say something new. On the go with CK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
I got something to say radio show Monday, January the 28th, 2013. Once again, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous. How's everyone doing out there this evening? We have a wonderful show. Also in the Anonymous Blue Studios, we have the CEO, the executive producer of the I Got Something to Say show, but CEO of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D Slate, is in the building. What's going on, D Slate?
Hey, TJ, what's going on? In the building, I Got Something to Say radio show. Another wonderful Monday, another manic Monday. We are in it again. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. I'm doing good, PJ. How you doing?
Doing fabulous, fabulous. No pun intended. This is a wonderful, motivational Monday, musically inclined Monday, more money Monday. You know, those W-2s are circulating around, so people are, like, doing the running man, and they jumping up and down off of, this is how we do it. That may be a plug for Jackson Hewitt. So if anyone's listening and you're a text preparer and you want to be on the I Got Something to Say radio show by ways of advertisement or promotions, definitely hit us up on thehourshow@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. thehourshow@gmail.com.
Absolutely. If you're a business proprietor, artist, or anything of that nature, and you want to be a part of the show, we do this each and every Monday, like no mundane, from 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. And generally, we also have our brother CK, but tonight he has the night off. We're going to have a wonderful show for you all on this evening. Definitely shout out to the D Hour Show Radio Network, as well as Blog Talk Radio. This is what we do because we have vision. Because I, E-Y-E, we, he has something to say. We got the Fab Fabulous News tonight in place of the Say Something News. We got GB Speaks. You know, I love it when he comes into the studio. Always puts a smile on our face. We got the Poetic Picks. You know, I have you jamming before you can say jamming with peanut butter. That's so funny. Got those famous birthdays for you. Wonder whose birthday is tomorrow. Used to have her own talk show, and now she's interviewing everyone shy of the moon. And I know you probably know who that is. And then we got the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. I'm going to make you move, ladies, in those stilettos. Ow, 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 shikabow, shikabow. Yes. And then we got the quote of the day. We got Make You Move Monday, that ghetto gourmet preparing for your, you know, festivities for the Super Bowl. And then we have Graffiti Street Bridge Basement. D Slate knows sports. He's going to give you the Super Bowl weekend news. So I'm excited about that. You know, excited and ecstatic, so I cite it. Ecstatic. Excited.
Excited.
Yeah, something like that. You know how we switch our words around here, so. Definitely. And last but not least, we have a new segment for you on tonight. It is the Barcode Love Note. We're going to discuss a little bit about, is it okay if you allow your girlfriend or your wife or significant other to receive gifts from her ex, boyfriend, significant other, or husband, or vice versa? So we're going to see how that goes down. You can comment on my page, which is Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K Justice. Also, we have the EYE, Got Something to Say radio show. My executive producer, he has a page. And definitely, you know, I have the photograph on my page, so you can comment underneath that once we get into that segment. So, D. Slay, what's been going on? How was your weekend and everything?
Oh, not too much. I mean, my weekend was very good. You know, it was highly enjoyable. You know, I did some work and just relaxed. I definitely needed to relax. I definitely needed to get some rest and just enjoy being me and just enjoy, working on a few things and, got some things coming up, in the latter, months and, weeks and everything. So, I had a very relaxed weekend. I had a very enjoyable, relaxed weekend. So, going to this weekend, I'm pretty decent. I'm feeling pretty good. And like I said, we got some incredible shows coming up, this week and, next week. So it's going to be good. It's going to be very good.
All right. Sounds like a plan. 7 minutes after the hour Eastern Standard Time, it is 9:07 p.m. And right now we're going to get into the fabulous news. I have a couple of things I want to touch on tonight, not necessarily in engrossed or detailed status, if you will, but just kind of touch upon what is actually trending right now in the celebrity news and national news and so forth. The main thing that I've been hearing a lot about is women being able to, transition into actually being on front line for the battlefields. That is something that is held significant, and, I've gotten a lot of responses from military, ex-military, former military, active, reservists, and retired. A lot of my friends, both male and female, have pretty much given the same commentary, but as I further learned today from the Associated Press that women are going to be able to kind of make the decisions all contingent upon their MOS. For those military personnel, you understand the jargon and the colloquialisms of that. It is basically your work type or your job or your job status or your craft. So basically, various fields and things of that nature are not necessarily going to incorporate women being on the front line in defense. So, and then the initial decision is going to be made by 2016. This is what one reports. And then I've heard other reports that stated 2014. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully everything will go well. People stated when they joined for the military, signed up for the military, being man or woman, their job is to primarily do what? Serve and protect, male or female or indifferent. So definitely all the women, throw your hands up. I see you, right? That's right. That's right. So the other big thing is going on. They had the SAG Awards that took place over the weekend. It's like the Screen Actors Guild, where various actors and actresses are being able to give kudos to their other fellow actors and things of that nature. So I love that awards, like the Global Awards, and then you have the Emmys and the Indies. So all types of awards that's generally going on, the Grammys, come on, pretty soon, I think in February. So, and then the other thing that I just lastly want to touch on for the fabulous news is the weather. The weather is taking over tremendously here in Virginia, and particularly the whole town was shut down on this Friday that just passed. We had some snow, some light dusting, and it's not necessarily the snow that really, really frightens people. Like I say, I'm from Boston, military town. Norfolk, Virginia is the largest military base in the world. It's like a melting pot. So with that being said,
wow.
You have people from all over the world, you have people from all over the country, various states and so forth. They're integrated because it's a military town. So it's not the snow that's troublesome. It's pretty much ice, you know what I mean, the black ice that you can't really see to the human eye. So that went on from Friday to Saturday to so forth. Different regions of the country are experiencing troubling and very disturbing weather, either shut in or, the opposite. So by Wednesday, to say the least, we're going to have 70-degree weather here in January. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy.
70, yes. So in the Anonymous Blue Studios where you are, what is your weather set? What is that going on? What's going on in your area?
Well, I mean, we have some of the most crappy, some of the worst weathers we could possibly have right now. It's in like the 70s and 80s. Man, I can't believe it.
Are you serious? In January?
Yeah, absolutely. That's how we get down.
Wow.
That's how they get down in the AZ around this time.
Wow.
Around this time of the year. Yeah, you're looking at 60s, 70s, 80s. But, I mean, I give it to them maybe some weeks ago. They went through a really freezing cold spell. And they were getting weather, because I've never remember it being that cold out here, but they were getting weather like, 30 degrees at night, maybe 40, 50 degrees in the daytime. So I don't ever remember it being that cold out here before. So I think a lot of people out here wasn't really ready for that. I mean, me personally, I'm used to it because I've dealt with colder weather. But no, I don't think any of these cats in Arizona they were ready for that.
Absolutely, that's something else. Well, definitely, that is the end of Fab Fabulous News on today. Just wanted to touch on some trending things. I know you like weather, really. Is that Fab Fabulous News? Yeah, because you have to know how to prepare for your outer gear and your cutesy stuff if you're a girl. And if you're a woman, you can't be, ratchetness and ridiculousness if you're not dressed appropriately for the weather. Shout out to Tamar Braxton, ratchetness and ridiculousnessness. I love it. But we're going to keep things moving right now. It's 13 minutes after the hour. If you want to be a part of the show, you can dial in at 718-766-4553. Once again, 718-766-4553. I believe that we got a visitor in the Anonymous Blue Studios. I'm not really certain. D. Slate, if you don't mind, please look at me asking my boss to open the door. Isn't that crazy? I'm asking my boss to open the door. That's crazy. D. Slate, if you would do the honors, I mean, could you please ascertain the knock at the door, please?
Well, it looks like we may have somebody on our door.
I'm scared to say who is it? Hello? Who is it?
It's me!
Oh, my God. Who's me?
It's me, it's me.
Here we go. Hey, GB, what's going on, GB? What's good?
Ain't nothing good. My hood got rips in it. y'all did on the radio?
We're doing our thing on the radio, GB. What's going on right now? I thought you was sick with the flu for quite some time. You still not sick?
I ain't got no bird flu. I ain't chicken every night. Ain't got no bird flu.
You sound like you still sick, GB. You might want to take a couple more weeks off.
No, I don't take no weeks off. No, my mama, she always wear her bra when she go to bed.
Oh, damn. Oh. I heard that the doctor said you should take a couple of 5 or 6 teaspoons of Robitussin and get some sleep for like a week or two.
I don't like the teaspoon. I like to use the coffee. I drink the coffee. I don't like no teaspoon. I like coffee in the morning. When I get up and go to school, my back hot.
Yeah, that's not what I was talking about, but it's all right. It's all right. I know it's you, so.
Okay. Well, hey, no day long. I didn't want to come out and just say, hey, to everybody, because I know the Super Bowl is coming on. So we want to buy some new bowls for the Super Bowl. And so our bowl bigger than the Super Bowl. Our bowl bigger than that.
Yeah, I don't really know what bowl you're talking about, but I'm pretty sure you can't put cereal in the bowl you're talking about.
I wear my pajamas and I watch football at the Super Bowl and put my bowl and eat my cereal out the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, that's just kind of like that's really not, it's really not in no bowl like cereal. You know, they're talking about like, you know, a game and it's a Super Bowl and it's almost like a stadium, and I will try to explain it. But then my brain will start hurting, so I really don't want to do that.
And Michael Jordan performing?
No, Michael Jordan, he's not performing. He's going to be playing hockey, so he won't be performing.
No, I thought Michael Jackson. Ain't there no Michael Jordan?
Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson, yeah, he's going to be playing spirit ball.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be playing spirit ball.
I told my Michael Jordan right beside me. He a little boy. He don't sing. He ain't famous nothing. I know that Michael Jackson died. I'm talking about my cousin Michael Jackson. His name is Michael Leroy Jackson.
Michael, okay, wow. I really don't know who you're talking about. So, yeah, you might want to elaborate on that. I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, well, I got to go in the house because it's dark outside and it's scary. And I just wanted to say one more thing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's dark outside. You don't want to be out there. Yeah, you probably want to get back to the crib real, real quick.
Okay, well, I'm about to go say one more thing. Y'all have a good Super Bowl. And I have my Super Bowl and I'll be listening. And happy birthday to Sierra in Norfolk, Virginia. That's my whole girl. Her going to be 13 years old. It's Sierra's birthday. Her birthday. And I got one more thing to say, Scott, to you, D-Spray. One more thing. Hey, James, man, it's one more thing. It's the Hoyness on the Say Radio Show. And I'm a Casanova.
Wow.
Oh, wow. My goodness. My brain
is hurting
talking to you.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was really, how can I say, that was different. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. We're going to get into our first musical break for this evening. And I think GB said it best. He ain't nobody. He's just a Casanova. Take it away.
Yes, this is the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. D Slate, Poetic Justice, aka Miss Fabulous, in the building. It's time for the first music break. Oh, you don't know what that is? Yes, well, you'll find out because we have a little Levert with Casanova right here on the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. Can you please stop using the airplane to put messages in the sky to talk to me? All you got to do is just open your mouth and say something. Come on. Yes.
That's
I
what
am.
She worked. Well, hey, that's what she said. Work sets sex. Let's make it better. Moving
wow.
on, I'd like to give a shout out to my former professor and department chair at Norfolk State University, Behold the Green and Gold, Dr. Charles Ford. I had Dr. Ford about 21 years ago at Norfolk State University. So shout out, he supports everything. Giving a shout out also to Billy D. He's the managing artistic director at the Green Room Productions. Shout out to Billy D, playwright, producer, writer. Valerie Deering works at Self-Employed Consultant. What's up, Valerie? And then Dorian Bryce is also listening in. They also posted on my page and things of that nature. And James Bailey, he's also listening. He does a lot in the community. Shout out to him. So shout out to everybody else that's listening. And if you want to give us a shout out, definitely, you can call it at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. We have a lot of people that support us. Definitely, hopefully, we'll have some people in the chat room who wants to give us a shout-out. We're on Twitter also, the D-Hour Show Radio Network. We have a Facebook page. The I Got Something to Say Radio Show has a Facebook page as well. So, you know, we've been doing this thing for quite some time. We're coming up a couple of weeks shy of our one-year anniversary. Can you believe
yes, indeed.
It's been that
yes,
long.
Indeed.
Yes.
Come on, ladies and gentlemen.
What'd you say?
I said it's coming. The year
oh,
is coming. It's right around the corner.
Absolutely. I'm peeking and I can see it. It's like, hey, someone hey. I'm like, yes. Wow, I've still got my mind wrapped around homegirl that works at sex. Make it better. I just can't just get off of that. Okay. Let's move on, shall we? Let's just move on. Right now, the quote of the day is, you know, poets' postings. I love these postings. I normally put them on my page as a form of inspiration. So the first one is, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. Let me read that one more again. When you want to succeed as you want to breathe, then you will be successful. That is awesome right there.
Wow.
My other, yes, that is provided by Positive Inspirational Quotes. So, you know, I was just talking about whatchamacallit that works at sex, and then I talked about Positive Inspirational Quotes. That's kind of like the radio. It's like in the morning, you'll be all right. And it'd be like, sex me. I'm like, oh, look at wow, okay, all right. Yeah.
Yes.
It's just like, who does that? And then my other quote for today is, every struggle in your life has shaped you into the person that you are today. Be thankful for the hard times, for they can only make you stronger. Both of those postings are on my page, Poetic Justice, Poetic, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, Justice. We have any callers on the line, or do we have anybody in the chat room, D-Slate?
We do have some callers on we do have a caller on the line right now, if you would like to go to them.
I would love to ascertain the call at this time. Did you see how sophisticated that was? Ascertain.
Let's ascertain that.
All right, shall we?
Caller, you're on I Got Something to Say radio show with D. Slade and Poetic Justice, the hostess with the mostest. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Auntie Poetic.
Hey, boo-boo. How are you?
Good.
That's my niecey poo. I hope that you had your ears covered. We were talking about all that other malarkey. How are you, my beautiful, talented niece?
I'm doing good.
I love you so, so very much. So I understand that somebody has a birthday coming up. You know, your Auntie Poetic's birthday was last Tuesday. So that means that you're an Aquarius, correct?
Yeah.
Absolutely. When is your birthday?
This Wednesday.
Is this Wednesday coming up?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the 30th. Mr. D. Slate is on the line. Hey, D. Slate, this is my niece. This is Fiona's daughter. This is my niece here.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
You had a birthday coming up? You're an Aquarius, huh?
Yeah.
So does that mean you like water?
Yeah.
You like to go swimming?
Huh?
You like to go swimming?
Yeah.
You like to take baths and showers?
Yeah.
She's my
well,
niece. She's my
that's
niece,
good.
Of course. She's fabulous too. And by the
well,
way,
happy,
I want to
let me say a happy pre-birthday to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely, but I want to also say, you know, it wouldn't matter if Sierra went to gone into the pool or anything like that because she's natural. Her hair is natural, like her auntie and her mother's.
Boom. You're Indian in the family.
Yeah, we got Indian in our family, don't we, Sierra?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Well, we just want to say on the count of 3-1 and wish Sierra a happy early birthday, okay? I wish GB was here, too, so he could give. I think he gave her a shout-out. Did he? Yeah, I think he did give her a shout-out, GB.
Yes.
Have you been listening to the radio long, sweetie?
Yeah, we've been listening to it since the beginning.
Okay, hey, sis. Hey.
Hey, I gave you a
shout out. Hey, this is my sister Fiona. Sharon Huff is on the line. Miss Delta Diva, which they turned 100 years old January 13th. So shout out to all those lovely Deltas. Hey. Of course. So on the count of three, we're going to say happy birthday so Sierra can, you know, I know she's already done her homework for the evening, so she can get ready to go to bed because my sister don't play. So on the count of three, we're going to sing happy birthday. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Whoever sings that, let them sing that, boo. Well, we love you, Sierra. Any shout-out real quick while you're on the radio? You want to give a shout-out real quick?
Are you talking to Clara or me?
Clara? I want her to give a shout-out. Mm-hmm.
Clara, do you have anybody you want to give a shout-out to? Is anybody want to give a shout-out to, Clara?
To my friend.
Okay, who is that?
William Kotochi.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
William Kotochi. You peeped that auntie.
I peeped that. And I know you all like, I thought her name was Sierra. No, her name is, that's an alter ego. It's a long story, but, you know, we have so many different names like Sir Isaac, Lady Clara, Sierra, Sharon Huff, Fiona Sharon Huff, Poetic Tanya, Miss Fabulous. We got all these different aliases, y'all. Okay, so my niece's name is Clara, but sometimes her alter ego that I've given her, her name is Sierra because she's a star. Okay, so any shout outs for you? Fiona.
I want to give a shout out to all of the fabulous and phenomenal women who are empowering their communities. They are empowering their business, and they are empowering the lives of everybody that they touch indirectly and directly. And especially a shout out to you because you are fabulous.
Oh, well, thank you, darling. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is my beautiful, beautiful niece, her pre-birthday, Lady Clara, a.k.a. Sierra, a.k.a. CC, all of those great things. Shout out to Isaac, Sir Isaac, also, and also to Fiona Sharon Huff.
That's a lot of names going on there, PJ.
It is. It's some aliases, but you don't understand because, you know, it's the artistry that's going on. It's the artistry. Well, Auntie loves you so, so very much, Clara, okay?
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I love you all.
Love you, too.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was family. Absolutely. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, the hostess with the most on
family.
The microphone. Yes, Poetic Justice and my co-host, executive producer, CEO, Mr. D. Slate is in the building. We're holding it down.
Yes.
Our guy, CK, has the night off on tonight, but you know what?
We got some lovely things in store for you. It is 34 minutes after the hour. The current temperature is 48 degrees in the Anonymous Blue Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Tonight, partly mostly cloudy. There are areas of patchy fog developing, 47 degrees, wind southwest 10 to 20 tomorrow in Virginia Beach and the surrounding areas. And there are also areas of patchy fog early, a few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny, high 64 degrees tomorrow. Now listen, don't go put on your wife beaters or your husband beaters and your shorts and all of that, because you know it's still January. And then lastly, tomorrow night, as you head out to Lyrically Spoken, you know, the hostess with the mostess will be hosting at Montego Caribbean. Definitely overcast, low 51, winds 15 miles per hour. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, 35 minutes after the hour, 35 minutes after the hour. D Slate, Miss Fabulous. Let's go ahead and get into our poetic piece for the evening. Got a little bit of John Legend, got a little bit of Lucy Paul. We're going to go ahead and get these going. Don't go nowhere. Stay tuned. If you want to be a part of the show, call in, and we're going to do what it do because we are radio. So, ladies and gentlemen, Poetics Picks, right now, Green Light, John Legend.
Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. Checking your smile, working your back like it's going out of style. Shake just a little bit faster, shake just a little now, girl. I'm dying to meet you, so let's mess around. Got an obsession with us getting down. Come just a little bit closer, I just need permission, so.
And split it. I'm kidding. We both going to where you live. I got got you giggling like a piglet. Oh, that's the ticket. I hope you're more like Anita Baker than Robert Gibbons. No, I don't know that, ladies, don't let me quit it. I'm just style freeing, freestyling, which I seldom do. This is what I'm telling you.
Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And when I'm not chilling here with my people at Media Cartel in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Back live, 45 minutes after the hour. It's 9:45 Eastern Standard Time, and we're just coming out of Poetic's Pitch at this time. We kicked off the segment with Green Light by the very, very charming, sexy, dapper, I'm sorry, John Legend. And then number two came in with I Want to Dance Tonight with Lucy Pearl.
Dance tonight.
Dun, dun, baby, yeah. Okay, but we won't hit that note. Okay, but it's Miss Fabulous, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poet of Justice, and we got D Slate in the building. The show is going really well tonight. Yes.
Any callers? I know that you was a little parched there. You need some tea or something?
Yeah. Yeah, a little parched. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kool-Aid works for me. I normally get my voice into, you know, training adaptability or ability mode to have some nice, cold, chill, grape Kool-Aid. Who drinks Kool-Aid? Who does that?
I can't wear Kool-Aid, so I really don't, you know, it's no surprise, you know.
You like the red Kool-Aid? I thought it was like cherry
Ain't no cherry. Ain't no cherry. Ain't no strawberry. Ain't no raspberry. It's too many damn berries. You know, it's too many of them. So we just call it red. Red Kool-Aid.
Wow. You know, back in the day, I used to use Kool-Aid to dye my hair. So I'm like, I'm actually drinking something, putting something in my system that actually turns my hair burgundy. Who does that? Really? Now, that's ratchet, okay? Seriously.
That's what we like to call hood beauty tips.
Absolutely. Hood beauty tips. Right. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 47 minutes after the hour. If you want to be a part of the show, 718-766-4553, Blog Talk Radio, The Hour Show Radio Station, the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. We definitely got a lot of great things coming your way for the future segment, approaching our one-year anniversary as it goes for the I Got Something to Say Show. So, planning something very, very special. Had a lot of different nationals to be a part of our show. Everybody from Lila James to No Malice, formerly known as Malice with the Clips. And the list goes on and on and on. And that's just for the I Got Something to Say radio show. That's not including all the elaborate and very distinguished guests we've had for the D Hour Show Radio Network, who happens to be three, correct? And we're going on 4 years of age for the network itself.
Actually, we're going on three. It'll be three this summer.
Okay. That is fantastic. Yes. In June, right, or July?
It'll be in June.
Okay. You know, in June is also Black Music Month, so what better way to celebrate, right?
Absolutely. And just know, you know, next month for Black History Month, you know, we will be talking about some significant people in Black History Month throughout the different shows. On the D Hour Radio Network, as well as, you know, some very significant music we'll be playing as well. And, you know, and I'm still trying to get in touch with the president, the brother, the POTUS himself. I'm still trying to get in touch with him, ladies and gentlemen, all my brothers and sisters out there. I'm still trying to work on talking to the president to get a few more extra days added on into February, because if you ask me, that's what I call calendar robbery, because we need more days. 28 days, really? 28 days for Black History Month. I really need to slap somebody with a chitlin and a glass of red Kool-Aid.
Wow, interesting, of course. And definitely, you know, as Tom Joyner, I believe, said it best, 365, Black History Month, 365, just so happened to be observed during the month of February, along with some other, you know, great observances. President's Day, which I am very, very proud to be an American. I'm even prouder to be an African-American and to have an African-American POTUS and FLOTUS in our presence. So definitely I'm ecstatic about that, looking forward to the next 4 years, and I'm going to get off my soapbox right now. Yeah,
absolutely.
So at this time, it's 50 minutes after the hour, 9:50.
Yeah.
We're going to go into our most anticipated, most awaited, most updated segment of the D Hour Show Radio Network and the I Got Something to Say Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, you want to hear about some sports? You want to know about who's going to go at it this weekend and the Super Bowl? Well, this is your guy. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to present to you D Slate No Sports.
Are you ready for some football? I think you are, ladies and gentlemen. It goes down this weekend. Yes, the anticipated game of the year, Super Bowl 47, it goes down. Now, if you didn't know, over the weekend, we have what we like to call the coveted Pro Bowl game, where all the incredible players throughout the season, the amazing players throughout the NFL season, came together and they faced AFC versus the NFC. And I got to tell you, the AFC looked more like the who the hell FC, because it really wasn't playing that well. I mean, it was all for fun, but you know what? They really got their fun at the kick, because the NFC beat them down 62-35. That's what I like to call an ass whooping in the dark, because I'm telling you, I just really don't understand how you let somebody score 62 points. But AFC, back to the drawing board, like really. Stop using crayons, let's use some markers for the drawing board, because y'all wasn't really, I don't know what that was all about. But I just want to say that in New Orleans, this weekend, Super Bowl is going down. The Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, it's a Harbaugh. Harbaugh gets Harbaugh. John Harbaugh gets Jim Harbaugh. The Ravens, Ray Lewis, Ray White, Justin Flacco against Kaepernick, Crabtree, Frank Gore, and the brothers of the San Francisco 49ers. And when you talk about San Francisco, you use the word brother loosely. I just want to say that the Baltimore Ravens plan to go in there and fight. It's going to be an offensive-defensive battle. Whoever you got, you better be watching it with your sub sandwiches, your potato chips, your hot wings, your red Kool-Aid, your chitlin' loaf, however you get down. Whatever you eat with during the Super Bowl. Frog legs, whatever the case may be. It goes down on February 4th, Super Bowl Sunday. Hey, you better get ready, because I know I'm ready. Somebody please pass me the hot wings, because I'm ready right now. Back to you, PJ.
All right. Thank you for that, D-Slate. 53 minutes after the hour, I cannot wait for Super Bowl this weekend. Definitely, I cannot wait. Even though my New England Patriots didn't make it to, you know, the Super Bowl, but hey, you know, Belichick, it's okay. We do what we do. I mean, you have two and pro teams that are
actually
going to
eat. Somebody said something about some sour clam chowder. I don't know what happened with that, but, you know, hey, you know.
Right. That's okay. We're still an All-American team, AFC. That's right. All-American football. That's right. But so definitely shout out to one of my big sisters who is also a radio broadcaster, and she's in the industry. She's an author. She does a lot. Patricia Turner, if you're listening to me, I will be in Vegas, baby, for Super Bowl weekend, doing a couple of industry things of that nature. You know, her husband is a DJ, and He does a lot of things in the industry. So hopefully, sis, if you're listening, hopefully we can hook up and do some Super Bowl activities and some industry stuff. You know how we do. So definitely I'm excited about that, you know, carrying over my 40th birthday from last week, last Tuesday. So what better weekend to go out there and get some industry work done and have a little R&R, you know, ratchetness and some ridiculousnessness, and at the same time get some industry stuff accomplished as well. Absolutely, 55 minutes after the hour, 55 after the hour. We're going to go ahead and get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. Got some enormous songs for you on tonight. That's right.
Oh, little.
Yes, you know, I'm putting on my stilettos right now. I'm in the Anonymous Blue Studios with my brother, with my boss, D. Slate, right now. And every time the music goes on, I lose my mind. I'm telling you, my 1B weave be on the other side, and my part be on the left side, and my hair be on the right side. I just be all messed up because the music just takes control. So we got a little bit of Beyonce, Single Ladies for you. We got some No, No, No. Yeah, Destiny Churn. And we also got the Moderate singing. And then we got to kick it all off and end it in our number one slot with Yeah. Yes, yeah, so the very luscious, very, very, very attractive Usher. Yeah, so
all right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Should I leave you in the studio alone or something? You want me to leave for a second?
Yeah, I need a little quiet time. Every time I say Usher, just the heat just ravishes.
I mean, every time I think of Usher, I just think of, hey, you know what I'm saying? Can you tell those people down below to stop talking while we're watching the movie? I mean, that's really all I can think of. I mean,
boo! Stop hating! Boo! Who does that? Who said that? Gosh, really? Okay, but we're going to get into them putting on my stilettos. What I need to start doing, D. Slate, is taking a picture of my stilettos that I wear when I'm in the studio doing this Throwdown Countdown, or have different women to post their stilettos during the countdown. I think that would be cool. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't say I'm going to put a picture of my stiletto on there. I mean, I can't really say that. I mean, so, you know, I mean, unless I'm from San Fran or Atlanta, then maybe I can, but I don't know,
wow,
you know.
Wow. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, that's a different type of countdown. But that's okay. I love all my brothers and sisters. And my sisters and my brothers' brothers. I love them all.
That's a different kind of countdown.
That's a different type of countdown. That's right. Who is your teacher, honey? So we're going to keep it moving like you all. If you can hear me clap twice, D. Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. Go ahead and kick it, DJ.
Here we go, the Stiletto Diva Countdown. It goes down, baby, down.
Way down.
I'm Queen of Hearts, and I'm kicking up my stilettos on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Go ahead, get your stiletto and get down. Number four. Turn, now you gon' learn what it really feels like to miss me.
If you don't, you'll be alone. And like the sun, I'll be gone. Number 3.
This is the remix. The Jeeps pump this new remix. This is the remix. Radios play this remix. This is the remix. The club pump this remix.
Keep it real. Tell me what's going on. Tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love. All here for you.
Take flight. Sitting back with this mic in my hand. spitting hot shit, trying to see green. Imprinted on my mind every minute. Make my plans and you always in it, y'all. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. And even though we both fly, give each other space and not the evil eye. Acting like grown ups, don't even try to hide, cause the spot blown up. Girlfriend telling you she wanna see. I say I don't know, but you say gladly. And when we both do head, we go on and on and on and on and on and sweeter than Ben and Jerry. Can I rhyme? Well, you know I guess mine. Sitting around in my abstract car. This abstract thing going abstract far, yeah. Such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Check it, look at me.
Check it,
look at
that.
Check it, look at me.
Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing.
Look at
y'all.
Look at me.
Check it, check it, yo,
yo,
yo, yo. Such a vibrant thing. Getting back to my MC status, all the willy that I kick makes the other niggas maddest. Moving to the old town of situation. Shorty thought she thought of, but she really was blatant when she shook a thing and violated. Now these wolf-like thoughts are formulated. I'm saying, oh, is this some heartfelt shit here? Am I sure I'm back, nigga? Well, shit, yeah. Plus we can hold the convo or go to the movies, my crib, whatever, yo. Just wanna see you by my side. We on 95, know the stashes in the ride. A rapping nigga for real. You would find me in the cypher if I didn't cop a deal. Rap slate like big weight. You buy, I sell, we split big cake. Please move your little thing. Move it around and take a little thing. Yeah, it's a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, yeah. Such a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a vibrant thing, vibrant thing, a out, yeah.
Number one.
Peace up, A-Town Dad. Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay. Let's go.
I'm like, yes, it's worth it all for me. See, I want one more dance.
spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suits. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now when my piggy valued over 300,000? Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris filled cups like double D. Me and her, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say,
RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
We are back live, 13 minutes after the hour, 10:13. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yours truly, the fabulous, yes, Miss Fabulous, that is, a.k.a. otherwise known, or, you know, alias known, or just, yeah, Poetic Justice is the name as well. I'm also the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And we got D. Slate, co-host, CEO, executive producer in the building. I am so tired. I'm telling you, I was getting it. Can you say getting it, D-Slate? Did you see me in the studio?
Getting it.
Getting it. Not even pronouncing all of the syllables, just saying, just getting it. Getting it.
Getting
doing
it.
That's right. That's right. That is right. Who is your teacher? Definitely we kicked off the segment with a little single ladies. I know all about that. And then we said no. When your mouth is saying no, but your mind is saying yeah.
Only some women can make a song titled No.
Right. I remember growing up as a child, asked for something, and my mom and dad be like, no. But, you know, I want somebody to tell me no sometimes, because all the yes men or all the yes women, you know, when someone says, what do you think of this dress? They'd be like, oh, that's wonderful. What do you think of X, Y, Z? It's okay for people to tell you no sometimes. That's the point I'm trying to make. So the song holds some significance, if you will. Other than the crazy beat, and I love Wyclef. Shout out to all of my Haitians, Jamaicans, Bajans, you know, all of my French-speaking people. Wagwan, what up, you know? All right, so then that's right. Number two came in vibrant thing. Thank you, Q-Tip, for thinking about me. And the number one spot goes to the very talented Usher. And yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
What? Okay. With Lil Jon and them. And them, you know, we had to put the and them on the end.
And them, right.
And them, right. I was going to say and them next, right, for Black History Month. Is it all right for us to say politically correct? Is it all right to say and them?
And them.
And them.
We might have to just keep it real and just say and them.
Well, as long as people don't say you people, I'm great with, and them I can do, but I can't do you people. I can't. So that has a different connotation.
Yeah,
and
that's like when we were saying getting it. I mean, who wants to really say getting it? No, that's corny. Getting it.
That's going to be the word for tonight. Not tonight,
getting
but
it.
Tonight. Getting it. Okay. All right. I'll take that for 200, Alex. All right. What we're going to do right now, this is also one of my favorite segments in the show. Thank you to all the people who are checking in via Facebook, Twitter. I don't know if we have anybody in the chat room right now. Do we have any chat roomers?
No, we have some guests, you know, that are checking it out, but that's about it. We have a few guests that are in the chat room looking. They're just window shopping. They're browsing.
Right. All right. Any callers on the line? No callers?
No callers at this time.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we definitely got some people listening in because, you know, people are inboxing me and they're, you know, seeing the little salutations on Facebook. So we truly, truly thank you on tonight. Can be doing anything, but thank you for sharing your time with us. As always, now, getting back to business, I want to say this is also one of my favorite segments within the I Got Something to Say radio show. And hopefully we don't never know what he has cooking. He's had a couple of weeks off, you know, for the holiday or whatever. So he's probably been brewing some things in the kitchen. He's going to take a couple of minutes to get us prepared for, you know, next month for the Afrocentric way of dining. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about no other than the Ghetto Gourmet. Ghetto Gourmet is in the building. How you been, Ghetto Gourmet?
I've been good, TJ. What's going on? Double G is back in the building. Ghetto Gourmet is hoodlicious, as you can see, and he's got some recipes for you and me. Look here. Double G is back, baby. Oh, yeah, I got some recipes for you. Now, I got a nice little recipe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little
mm-hmm.
recipe coming up for, you know, we got Super Bowl Sunday coming up. Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday is coming up. So, in light of Super Bowl Sunday coming up, Super Bowl Sunday. So, I got a little Super Bowl full of something for Sunday. Yeah, something like that. And look here. Now, we're going to start it off with a nice little warm dish, real quick dish for the brothers out there, you know, for Super Bowl Sunday. If you're thinking, if you want to have a few friends over and you forgot to yourself, damn, I got some wings, but what else can I serve the brothers? What can I do with these wings? What can I give them to drink? Man, Double G is here. Ghetto Gourmet got something for you. It's a little
dish
to start off with. I like to call Raymond Goes Fishing. Look here. Now, we're going to start it off with some chicken Raymond, okay? Don't you mean ramen? No, you can go to hell with that. It's called Raymond. Raymond. Okay? We give it a name. His name is Raymond. Raymond soup. Look here. You get you some chicken Raymond, okay? Now what you do is you cook it the natural way, like you always do. You boil the water, you let it fizzle up, bubble up real quick. You toss your noodles in. Now, here comes the tricky part. The sticky icky part. Look here. Now, what you have to do is put some milk. We always got some canned milk chilling in the cabinet somewhere because ain't nobody trying to use it. Get you some canned milk. You open it up. You pour that in there with it. Now you take a chicken flavor, and you mix that in there with the canned milk and the noodles. Now it's gonna get a creamy texture. Okay, creamy texture. All right. Now you say to yourself, Raymond, are you going fishing? Yes, indeed he is, because now you done just whipped out that can of tuna all the way back into the pantry that ain't nobody trying to use.
Mm-hmm.
The generic can, because everybody been used to Star Kiss. It's a generic brand of tuna. It's just got a fish on it winking its eye, and it just say, nah, That's all it say. N-A. That's all it say. So you get out the can of Nuh, okay? You open up that generic can of tuna we call Nuh. You open up the can of Nuh. You drain it. You throw the tuna in with the creamy ramen soup. Boom. You mix it up together. You sprinkle a little of that government cheese you had chilling in the cabinet that you grated for about 4 hours because that's how long it took because it's a big block and it's just hard. So you sprinkle some of that cheese into it. All right? Now you got yourself a nice little bowl of ramen goes fishing. Now you think to yourself, D, I got these wings for Super Bowl. What am I going to do to it? I don't want it to just be raw and bland. Man, you ain't got to worry about that. You fry up the wings like you normally fry the wings. Now you're saying to yourself, what kind of sauce can I put the wings in? I ain't got no more hot sauce because Uncle Earl didn't use it all. You greedy bastard, always doing something like that. Uncle Earl, stop using all my damn hot sauce up all the time. Look here, all you got to do is drain your two cans of pork and beans. Oh, man, you said these, like, you saying ghetto gourmet, you something else. Let me tell you now. You drain you a couple of cans of pork and beans, okay? You put the beans up because, you know, you could save that for later. Put the beans up. Take the juice from the pork and beans because it's got plenty of juice. Take the juice from the pork and beans. You sizzle it up real quick. Toss the wings, the cooked wings, in the pork and bean juice. Yeah, I like to call it beans and chicken all right. Beans and chicken all right. All you got to do, you soak them inside the pork and bean juice. Let it get, you know, tender in the pork and bean juice. Boom. You put it out on a plate, sit it out there, get your little sauces. You know, you get some of them old McDonald's ranch sauces and all them little sauces you got from restaurants chilling in the refrigerator. It's time to break them out. It's time to break them out. Now you're saying, Double G, what you got to drink for me? As you can see, I got something very, very delicious. G, look here. Let me tell you. It's called citrus belly brew. Look here. This is how you make a citrus belly brew. Now, you all, we all know we always got some kind of bottle of lemon juice chilling in the refrigerator. Why is it always some lemon juice in there? What the hell are we going to do with the lemon juice? It's been in the refrigerator for weeks. Somebody do something with the lemon juice. Now, look, we also got, it's always a swallow of orange juice in there. Why is it a swallow? Because Uncle Earl greedy asked and did it again, and he done drank up all the damn orange juice and left a swallow in there. I like to drink some orange juice, Earl. Can I drink some? Now, you get your nice little glass. You probably got a mayonnaise or pickle jar or something chilling in the cabinet. You break that out, okay? You put some of the lemon juice in there. You put that swallow of orange juice in there. Now, you fill it up with a little water, okay? Throw a little sugar in there. You know, stir it up, give it some flavor, give it some taste. Not too much, not a lot of water. Now, you should stir up a little water. Put a little water in there. Stir it up now. It's one can of beer that's chilling in the refrigerator that somebody didn't drink and then didn't want to, was too drunk to drink the rest of it, so they just left it in the refrigerator. Uncle Earl, man, I'm really tired of you doing that. Drink all the brew, man. What's wrong with you? Now, look, you take that half a can of brew, you pour it inside your concoction of a swallow orange juice, lemon juice, and your sugar concoction. You pour the brew up in there. Now you got yourself what I like to call citrus belly brew. You got some citrus belly brew. You got you some pork and bean and chicken, all right. And you got you some Raymond Goes Fishing. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know if I'm going to watch the damn Super Bowl because I'm going to be too busy eating. Look here. Double G is in the building. Hey, man, get your hands off my damn wings. Double G is in the building doing it once again. I got the recipes for you. And you already know the new cookbook is coming out. The new cookbook for 2013 is called Man. That smells good. Can I have some? No, you can't have none because I cooked it all myself, and you ain't make nothing because you're too damn lazy. It's coming out real soon, so best believe, go get it in your nearest bookstore. Oh, everybody's going to love it. Double G in the building. Let me give me some of these wings. Oh, because my Raymond Goes Fishing is getting a little cold. Can somebody pass me some of that hard damn cheese in the refrigerator because it's getting kind of cold, and, you know, I just back to you, PJ.
All right. Thank you for that, GG, Ghetto Gourmet. 25 minutes after the hour. It is 25 after the hour. We're going to go into a little quick music break for Make Your Move Monday. Got a little bit of It Takes Two by Rob Bass and some Push It by Salt and Pepper. Ladies and gentlemen, Make Your Move Monday, 26 after the hour.
Here it is. Make Your Move Monday. Hey, get off that damn floor and make your move.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Thank you. Hello, this is British Betty, and this is the Elevator Music Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show.
After the hour, it is 10:35. It's the I've Got Something to Say radio show, and we've got to get British Betty back on the I've Got Something to Say radio show. Of course, I like it a lot. This is your host with the most poetic justice for the United States, and we also got these lights in the building, and that
AKA the British brother Bartholomew.
That is right. You've got it. Yeah, bloody got it. Yes, that was the Make You Move Monday mix. That's a little new segment, you know, just trying to give you some throwbacks. We got a couple of more minutes to hang in, about 25 minutes plus to hang out for the rest of the show. So don't go nowhere. We hope that you call in. We're not competing with sports too much, but at the same time, definitely we want you to continue to support us, and for that, we appreciate that so very much. Shout out to Katrina Taylor and to my cousin Marcus Boyd, who always provides us with some great beats to be able to do our promotions and our theme songs. So shout out to Marcus Game Face Boyd, as well as Katrina Taylor. She's always doing all of my vocal stuff and everything. So I really appreciate that. Shout out to Top Shelf as well, always allowing for us to do you know what we need to do engineer wise and promotional wise and things of that nature. Famous Radio, shout out to CEO Hakeem. You know, and the list goes on and on and on. There's some immaculate people doing a lot of great things in the Hampton Roads area and beyond. So for that, I'm just ecstatic for the year and for what it has to offer, new films, new stage plays, and things of that nature. So now what we're going to get into, got a couple of birthdays going on for you. Again, CK has the night off, so I'm going to bring you your January monthly observances and your famous birthdays for tonight. I had a birthday last Tuesday. Yay! Okay, whatever. So, moving right along. For the month of January, we have the following. January is almost over, but we celebrated or observe Get Organized Month, International Bring Teaser Month, International Creativity Month. I like that one. International Quality of Life Month, Celebration of Life Month, and actually Celebration of Life is on January 22, which is my born day. What a great day. National Clean Up Your Computer Month. That's imperative. That is really, really like an arm these days. You know, you need that in order to operate. No pun intended. Definitely Get Organized Month. National Glaucoma Awareness Month. That's why it's called the IEYE Got Something to Say radio show. So I wish I would have learned this earlier, because it would have been great to have had some representatives from, you know, various organizations or support groups and things of that nature. Because that is really, really, really imperative. My grandfather that passed in August of last year, 2012, he was actually blind. And, you know, we have to take better care of ourselves. Yes, in our youth for years, because as we get older, things start to disintegrate and things start to work abnormally. So, you know, just being able to take care of health is great. That's a great thing to, a great state of mind to be in. National Hot Tea Month. You know, if you're British, you really like a hot tea. You really, really like it a lot. And tea is my favorite. I definitely love that versus coffee. Not a huge coffee fan. National Mentoring Month. That is great. That is super, super great. Huge advocate for the youth. super, super great. National Personal Self-Defense Awareness Month. Now, check this out. I mentioned that on my other show, the Poet of Justice Morning Show, by the way. But we'll get back to that. But check this out, D-Slate. National Personal Self-Defense Awareness Month. And right after that, they have National Stalking Awareness Month. Who does
wow.
that? Okay, self-defense is like pow, 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 pow. I see you. Pow, 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 pow. I'm in your window. Pow, 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 pow. I'm right behind you. That's some crazy, that's some foolishness, right? Why do you put
wow.
that together? Yes, separate them by
power awareness month.
Right. National Personal Self-Defense Awareness Month, and right behind it is National Stalking Awareness Month. I mean, they could have separated that with a comma or, you know, something, so they wouldn't just be so
wow.
close to proximity, right? And I'm going to wrap this up. National Soup Month, Oatmeal Month, the Rising Star. That's why I said star, because I'm from Boston. We say star.
Oatmeal.
Right? I like oatmeal, too, but as a West Indian girl growing up, my grandmother was Jamaican, and she used to make a lot of porridge. Oh, my God, that's a whole different segment on that one.
Porridge.
Childhood likes and don't like porridge. No. No Red Rider in this hood, okay? Self-Love Month and so forth. Oh, this is a really good one right here. Thyroid Awareness Month.
That's a good
interesting,
one.
Interesting. It really, really is, because a lot of people suffer with that, and, you know, other ailments come about because of thyroid. Now.
Yes.
For this particular week, we have U.S. National Snow Sculpturing Month. That is
snow
interesting.
Sculpturing. Mm.
Snow sculpturing. And in the area of Virginia. Right. But this one is for you, D. Slate. You ready? National Meat Week.
National who?
Meat Week.
National Meat Week. And
right.
I will be celebrating, and I will be celebrating early with plenty of meat. I ain't gonna have no damn tofu this week. You done lost your mind.
Right, some bison.
That's
bison.
It.
That's they have for the inauguration. So I mean, I'm interested. You know, I'm definitely
bison.
Like a free spirit. Bison. Bison, son, bison. I love it. I love it. It's different. Okay, so this week coming up is Data Privacy Day. Well, today actually is Data Privacy Day. Great one. Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. That is the best.
Bubble wrap, pippity snap, pop, 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 pop. Bubble
oh
wrap.
My God, I hadn't known this earlier. Getting it, right. Getting it. And then also, tomorrow is Free Thinkers Day, National Puzzle Day, and Seeing Eye Dog Day.
Well, you said tomorrow was who day?
Tomorrow is Free Thinkers Day, National
free
Puzzle Day.
Did you
and
say theme. Free fingers?
Free thinker, like think, like your
oh,
mind.
Oh, thinker.
Free,
oh, okay. Free
thinker.
Thinker. Okay.
Yeah. Free thinkers right. Day. You utilize your own membrane, your own cerebral, your right and your left side.
Wow, well, I like
talking
that.
Talking
about
okay. the brain. Well, the one on your head, I meant. Okay, so, and then also we have Seeing Eye Dog Day. It's so quiet.
Mm.
Oh, I know.
There it
I
is.
Know.
There it is.
Yes. Okay, a couple
out
of birthdays. Right, getting it. Today is Rick Ross's birthday. He's the boss. Who's the boss? Not Tony Danza. It's Ricky Rose's birthday, son.
Maybach.
What are you talking about? Maybach. What you talking about, son? That's right. Ricky Rose in the building, son. Exactly. All that. Yes. Shout out to my New Yorkers. All that. All right. Now, tomorrow, very, very interesting day. All right? Remember Adam Lambert? Was he on American Idol? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
And Adam Lambert's birthday. I know that was like a tongue twister. La, la, la. Adam Lambert's birthday's tomorrow. And my homegirl, my second mommy, you know, one of the richest ladies in the world, Oprah Winfrey's birthday is tomorrow.
It's Oprah's birthday.
You got your own birthday. You got your own birthday. I got it. Oprah own television. Oh, don't worry about it. And then also Tom Selleck. Remember Magna P.I.?
Uh-oh. Mr. Mustache. Mr. Mustache's birthday.
Bow, bow, bow. Yes, man. You don't know about no Manuel T.I. What you know about that, son? Exactly. Then also on January the 30th, we got Phil Collins. She's an easy lover. She gives you hugs.
So,
yes, and then at the end of the month, January 31st, we got Justin Timberlake in the building,
uh-oh,
baby, baby. And guess who else after that? Kerry Washington, my homegirl Scandal. Her birthday is the 31st, and Minnie Driver's birthday. Yes, so it's a lot of great people born in January, yo. So many, so many. So happy,
so
happy
many
born
Capricorn
day.
Well, so many Aquariuses out there.
That's right.
So much water.
Yeah, I want to say on the 21st, Aquarius start. So
yes,
all the way until like
February.
So much water. That's right. And, of course, to my very beautiful, very talented niece, Lady Clara, a.k.a. Sierra, a.k.a. Cece.
A.k.a.
She better not be no AKA. Her mother, Delta, you better not talk about that foolishness, that foolishness, that ratchet ridiculousness. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, 45 minutes after the hour, it is 10:45. That was your famous birthdays and your famous observances for the month. We're going to get into our last and final musical break for the evening. When we come back, we're going to give you just a little snippet of the Barcode Love Note with the Barcode Love Note song of the day. If you want to comment, we definitely encourage you to call in after our final music break. We're going to be bringing you the Graffiti Bridge Bassman. Bring you some up-top music to give you motivated. But the Barcode Love Note question of the day is, we're going to do it in a form of a question today. It is, if you are currently a male or female that is involved with a significant other, a girlfriend, baby daddy, baby mama, all of that, husband, wife, spouse, right, or partner, is it all right for any of those persons mentioned above to receive a gift from their ex, significant other, and all the other mentions above? So, yeah, definitely want to hear back from you. Is that appropriate? You know, if I dated someone years ago and we went all separate ways, and like my birthday was last Tuesday, so any of my exes that are listening to the radio station and so kindly want to give me something, inbox me, whatever the case may be, that's not a problem because I'm single. See what I'm saying? But on the other end, that person may not. So their wife, their significant other, baby mama, whatever the case may be, may feel that is very inappropriate. So what are your thoughts? I just went off on a total tangent because I got something to say, really true. Gosh. So once again, 718-766-4553, 718-766-4553, Miss Fabulous D. Slate and the Graffiti Bridge Basement Countdown, our last musical break for the evening. And then we're going to get into, once again, the Barcode Love Note question of the night. And then we're going to be ending it off with our Love Note, Barcode Love Note song question, our song, which is If I Had No Loot. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, let's get into the Graffiti Bridge Basement.
This is Poetic Justice, the hostess with the mostest, representing Boston.
This
Boston.
Is Queen of Hearts. Let's go, New York. That's where I'm representing. And when I'm chilling in VA, you can catch me on the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement.
Yeah, this is Flex Man coming straight from the Caribbean. You know how it is.
Number 3.
Calling the bitch.
You and I, GY. You gotta let them know.
You and I, GY.
Now come on, here we go.
there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring crap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block. I had my cut off shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. I turned around red, somebody was catching a rash. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break the block. I punched him dead in his eyes.
Who you calling me?
Number two.
and that gang all day. Around the way you're like a neighborhood jewel. All the homeboys sweating, so you're crazy cool. Wear your gold in the summer with your bike and suit. While you're watching all the brothers on the basketball court. Going to the movies with your homegirl too. While a businessman in suits be hawking you. Baby hair pumping, lip gloss shining. I think you're in the mood for whining and shining. So we can go out and eat somewhere. We got a lot of private jokes to share. Lisa, Angela, Pamela, Renee, I love you. You're from around the way.
HipHopGame.com, the number one hip hop website.
What up, y'all? Yeah. Y'all ain't know. I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco, representing that first and 15. Yeah. And this one right here. I dedicate this one right here to all my homies out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? Legally and illegally. You know what I'm talking about? So, check it out. First got it when he was six, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped. Landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a lisp like this. Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah. He said it was something so appealing, he couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand it, brand it. Took the first kick, flip, he landed, labeled a misfit, a bandit. Cocoon, 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 his neighbors couldn't stand it, so he was banished to the park. Started in the morning, one stopped after dark. Yeah, when they said it's getting late in here, so I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. So he kicked, push, kick. And the way he rolled, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick. My man got a little older, became a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said. But he was feeling himself, got a little more swagger in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and burials. And I don't think this board is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear. I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot he didn't know about. Some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And the way they roll, just lovers in the twine with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick. So come escape with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah, yeah, and coast, yeah, Yeah, before he knew he had a crew that wasn't no punk, and they spit fire shirts and SB3
dose. They were pushed till they couldn't skate no more. Office building lobbies wasn't safe no more. And it wasn't like they wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, they said. An escape route they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They head to any place of stairs. Any good rhymes, the world was theirs. And they four wheels would take them there. Until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, coast. And the way they rode, just rebels without a cause with no place to go. And so they kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, kicked, pushed, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel, looking for a place to be. So let's kick, and push, yeah.
Attention all shoemistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
I'm a diva. 1 minute after the hour is 11:01. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yours truly, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. that's my alter ego. And we also have D Slate in the building. We're just coming back out of the graffiti bridge basement countdown. And we definitely kicked it off with a little bit of UNITY, Queen La. And then number two slot came in with the Round the Way Girl, which is LL Cool J, who will be sitting down with Oprah Winfrey, whose birthday happens to be tomorrow. See how that 6 degrees of separation works? And the number one slot came into Kick, Push, Kick, Push. Yes, Lupo. I was about to say Lupo. Lupo Fiasco.
Lupo.
What was I thinking about? A Lupo. That's like his alter ego. But Lupe Fiasco, one of my favorite artists there is. And ladies and gentlemen, we are coming near and dear to the hour. I did want to introduce a new segment, but what I would like to do is kind of just like give you the question and throw it out there. And then what you all can do is respond to my Facebook page, Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K Justice. And what I would like to do is to throw the question out there. Is it okay for your wife, significant other, girlfriend, or what have you, and men, I mean ladies, for your husband, your significant other, your boo, or whatever the case may be, to receive gifts from their past mate or from their past significant other or from their ex, if you want to call it that way? So let me just pose the question to you, D-Slate. What are your thoughts on that?
You know what? Let me say the question again in its entirety. Let me say it again.
Let's ponder on it. Okay, this is just going to be the quick test of this particular segment. And once again, if you want to further expound upon your responses, you know, see how I'm trying to kill time right now? Trying to expound upon your responses, feel free to definitely comment on my Facebook page. Nice little barcode for love note photograph up there. And we'll be doing these weekly. So tonight's question is, for you men, is it all right if your wife, girlfriend, boo, significant other, boo jank, whatever you want to refer, I would hope it would be something very, very cordial, because women, you know, we're so precious, we are. Will it be okay for us to receive a gift from our former husband, boyfriend, significant other? Would that be okay?
I don't know. I think it would probably be okay with some, you know, and those probably those individuals. You know, I mean, to each his own. Everybody's different. You know, I don't think that. I've never, you know, been in that situation, so I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of a toss up because you'll probably hear some people saying it, that they're okay with it, and some people saying that they're not okay with it. But I think to some degree, maybe it might not be okay, because then I think that you know, maybe, you know, that person may feel like they owe them something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may feel like.
Go ahead.
You know, you may feel like, you know, that they're owed, you know, that you don't ever want to feel like you owe anybody something. So, you know, you don't want to feel like somebody has a piece of you, you know, and then you're going to always feel like, you know, you owe them something. I don't know. I just think that, you know, some individuals may just feel like they may owe that person something, so they may not be okay with it.
Right, I have a different perspective on it. Basically, as a single person, you know, so I really have that regards of saying, you know, if I had a significant other, would they be okay with that? You have to also consider other people's feelings or their past experiences that kind of play into that. Me personally, if I had an ex, but that person is currently, just say for instance, married now, and we no longer have history, and the spouse or the girlfriend knows that we did have history, I would not receive or accept anything because, again, that may cause problems on their end. But if they were, I do kind of agree with you in this retrospect, if they were to give me something, I'd be like, well, why are you buying me something, you know, and if the comment comes up, well, we're friends. Okay, wouldn't it probably be more appropriate if your wife gave it to me? But then the question may be, what if you're not friends with my wife like that? So it gets a little, you know, gray area-ish, if you will, a little gray area-ish. It gets a little complicated. I personally would not have a problem with a guy buying me something if it's single to single. If it is a relationship thing or we're just testing out the vehicle before we purchase it, or if it's a friends with benefits type of thing, again, that can get very gray area-ish as well. So, I mean, it all depends, tomato, tomato, you know, Florida room or room in Florida. I mean, I'm not sure, but, you know, it's just kind of like one of those things. But if I had a husband or I was engaged, you bet not. Let me put emphasis on not. You bet not, not better. You bet not be buying anybody, any team.
Bet not.
Bet not. That's right. That's right.
You know
who's your teacher?
You know what, I think, but you know what, you know, thinking about it, I think that you have a point, though. I think that if you're in a relationship with somebody, then I think that it's a little different, because if you're in a relationship with them and they're getting stuff for you, then, yeah, that's different. You know, you're going to get something for your man, you're going to get something for your woman, you know, stuff like that. That's different. If it's an ex that's getting you something, then you may feel like, you may wonder, you're going to keep wondering whether or not, you know, what kind of connotation is behind it. You know, you're going to be wondering what's truly behind, you know, the gift. So you're going to be like, okay, you know, are you trying to work your way back in? Are you trying to, you know, what's the, you know, you haven't given me gifts in a long time, so what's the reason? So you're going to always be wondering what's behind it. And then, like I said, and if that person, like you said, if that person's married, then nah, man, it's, you know, I could see, even if that person's spouse, I don't know, it's weird. That's a weird situation if it's like that. So I think in that situation, you know, I may just be like, no, you know, I don't want it. You know, you may just be like, that's a little weird for me.
Yeah, but what about this? What... Right, but what if you were friends first? Like, you know, it's okay, and that's going to be our next barcode for love note. Basically, is it okay to be friends with the other gender, you know, best friends or whatever? And best friends can turn into best bed buddies, and best bed buddies can turn into best enemies. So, you know, or it could be best friends or best soulmates. But let me get back. Let me get back to this barcode letter. I was going to say, if you were in a relationship but you were friends first, and then the relationship part of it did not work out, and however, you know, you've learned to grow to still love that person as a brother, a love to grow to love that person as a friend, and then he, and say, for instance, his wife says, hey, we would like to, and the operative word is we would like to give you a gift for your birthday, or we were thinking about you, Poetic or Miss Fabulous, so we want to present this. And I think it's in all what respect of manner or respect of space or respect of atmosphere in which the gift is given. If it's in an open forum at a dinner party or something like that, that's fine. But if it's like, what you doing, I got something to talk to you about, and then next thing you know, you all in the hotel room, and it's like, well, my wife told me to give this to you. Play, it don't work like that, nah. Because what's your agenda? What's your purpose? You got something other than whatever you're thinking.
I think it's for some individuals, it may still be weird. I think that some people may still just be like, even if the husband was like, give it to him, or if the wife was like, yeah, you know, we're giving it to you, I think that person still may be like, you know what, I still don't feel good about accepting, you know, a gift, you know, from him or whatever. Now, some people may be okay with that. So if they were definitely friends first or whatever the case may be, and they did that kind of stuff before, some people may be okay with that. But I think some individuals out there still may kind of be weirded out about it. They still may feel be a little bit uncomfortable with it. So, you know, some people may still just be like, you know, thank you, but I just still feel a little uncomfortable with accepting gifts from him and her, knowing that he's married to you. And they may be like, I don't feel like that's right, you know, so I don't, you know, just a simple happy birthday would be fine for me.
Absolutely. Now, what about this? Let's flip it a little bit for the sake of time. Consider this factor. What if you're a man? Okay, well, you don't have to what if because you are a man. So what if a woman would come to you and say, hey, I'd like to purchase you a couple of brand new suits, or I would like to purchase you a car, or I would like to do X, Y, and Z for you. And the level of comfort for some people may be like, no, I don't think it's appropriate for the woman to take the lead and be able to buy these lavish gifts and things of that nature, especially if you're in the friend status, okay? And then other people will gracefully accept it and do just that, not accept the responsibility of the relationship factor or the love behind what is being given, but just the materialistic factor of it. So with that being said, is it okay for women? You have a daughter, right? Would you suggest, would you encourage a woman, a young lady, as she grows into a woman, to be buying things for guys, you know, just to be buying stuff?
Nope.
Other than her husband one day. Long time from now, one day.
I would tell her this. I would tell her, you know, I would probably not have her buying lavish gifts like that unless, you know, she's in a relationship or married to that person, and that would really be solely up to her if she wants to buy her boyfriend or husband or whatever, something like that. But if they're just friends, no, I would tell her not to do something like that. You know, you're talking about a car and different big lavish gifts like that, and no, I would tell her not to do that. Now, if it's her boyfriend, if it's her, you know, her husband or something like that, I mean, that's different. You know, if it's her boyfriend, that's truly up to her. If it's her husband, I mean, hey, if a woman wants to buy her husband something like that, then that's her prerogative, absolutely. And there would absolutely be nothing wrong with that. If a girl wants to buy her boyfriend something like that, I don't really see people or society in general, you know, frowning down upon that, because that happens quite often. Now, if it's just a friend or associate or something like that, then that's a little different, because now if when buying something big like that, I don't know. It you know, then you know, then it starts making that person think. It starts making that person wonder.
Okay. Now, look, for the sake of Barco, all of our stuff is going to be an association with the Barco. Barco love for, I mean, Barco for love note, question or comment or note or whatever the case may be. And I just got an inbox from Tangy J. I'm not going to say the full name, but Tangy J states that I love the conversation. I see where you and D. Slate are not necessarily in agreement. However, I see both perspectives. One, I understand he as a guy. For the second question, it sounds like he's raising an enormous daughter and not to accept gifts. As she gets older, she will be able to make her own decision. Ms. Fabulous, I agree with you, but not somewhat. For your question A, if you were to accept a gift from a married man, that would be something deeper than just acceptance. I don't think I understand, but I think what she's saying is some type of conviction that I would have to deal with, because one thing will lead into another, accepting the gift this week,
exactly,
then the next week,
exactly,
so on and so forth. So, Tangy,
exactly,
I feel you, girl. I thank you. I really thank you for that. And then she says, great show, tuning in every week. Love it. Love the new segment. Thank you, Tangy J. Appreciate that so very much. I don't know if we have anybody else in the chat room or if they're able to call through the call line to make commentary. Do we have anybody?
Nobody speaking in the chat room and nobody on the line yet.
Okay, cool beans. I really appreciate that statement and comment. And this is the last thing right now. So definitely we'll probably move this segment up a little bit earlier in the show. So if you want to call in, because I know it's like sleepy time for a lot of people because you have to go to work. However, we're going to move the segment up so you all will be able to comment and give commentary. Or if you have letters that you want to, not going to say letters because we don't want to emulate any other national radio stations or the appearance thereof. So ours is basically questions or notes or statements that people make as it relates to the subject matter. Once again, our number is 718-766-4553. We're going to be getting out of here very, very shortly. It's 17 minutes after the hour. So one more question that I would like to throw out there. But then again, don't, you know, be afraid by the fact that once we get off the air that your commentary will not be heard. You can always inbox me as Tangy J has done or on our Facebook page, the D Hour Show Radio Network. We also have Twitter. And then the I Got Something to Say radio show has its own page on Facebook as well. So feel free to always be able to comment or be a part of the show because we love that. We love that. We want you to have something to say because we see you. That's why it's I-E-Y-E. So moving right along, this is the last commentary regards to that. We want you to be able to say you want to scan it or you want to demand it. Scan it means let go and let God, just let it be. Or to demand it means to just take ownership of the situation and deal with it. So do you want to scan it or do you want to demand it, D. Slate, for the first one?
Let's scan it.
You want to scan it? Okay, let it go. All right. For the second situation, what would you suggest that we do, scan it or demand it?
Demand it.
Demand it. Now, why would you say demand it for the second scenario?
Because I think it's I would say that because I think that, you know, that may happen quite often in different things like that. So I think, you know, more and more people may be asking that question and wondering about that.
Mm-hmm. More realistic, right? More close to truth. I have to agree with you, and I believe Tangy J agrees with us as well, too. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed this. You know, D. Slate, this was like a really, really therapeutic type question. Next week for the segment, we will be having the encore show, but the following week, we definitely want you to join us on February the 11th as we will be kicking into full gear our Black History show, as well as another interesting Barcode for Love note, which is going to be, can men and women be friends? And friends in quotations, if you know what I mean. It is 19 minutes after the hour. We're going to be getting out of here. But just to say, hey, if there are some guys out there who are single, ready to commingle, and, you know, looking for a nice lady and things of that nature, but she won't give you no play because the fact of the matter, your lifestyle may be lacking thereof in some areas. You know, you just have a piece of a transportation. The job is not lavish. You know, you have a brain surgeon, but, you know, you working on dishes, you know, in the back, or you work on that surgically remove that pickle off of that burger. It's okay, brother, because you got a job, you employ. You know what I mean? I don't see nothing wrong with that. Me personally, I'm just speaking from a third-person perspective. However, there are some women who are gold diggers, and I mean G-O-L-D. I'm a gold digger. I'm a G-O-A-L digger, right? Because I have, you know, goals and ideas and success rate plans.
That's right.
So the point that I want to make is that we're going to leave you with this song after we give our commentaries and things of that nature. Actually, we're not going to play the song, then we'll come back and wrap things up. But the song for today, it relates to our question and our commentary. You know, women, stop discarding these guys if there's some good guys out there because they don't have the million-dollar mansions. You know, would you still love them the same if I had no loot? And women, I mean, and men, brothers, the same thing. If you see a sister, she might not necessarily be in your league of what you think that society would want you to have. Respect that queen for who she is. And again, for brothers and sisters, would you deal with one another if I had no loot? Tony, 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 we're going to come right back after the song for our closing remarks on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Talking about some time when I was five, yeah, I'm
That's right. We are back live. We are back live 25 minutes after the hour. Would you love me if I still had no loot? That was Tony. That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the words of our brothers in music, we have come to the end of the road. That's right. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice, and D. Slate, we have had a fabulous, fabulous time on tonight. No pun intended. This is what we do each and every Monday. Yes. Have any closing remarks, D. Slate?
Well, I just want to say, we had a great time tonight. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. The I Got Something to Say radio show is coming up on its yearly anniversary, so get ready for that. Our three-year anniversary is coming up this summer, so you better be ready for that. Had another great show. Got some great shows coming up this week. Make sure, I implore you, tune in tomorrow with myself, L.E.O., and C.K., we will be talking to the sensational actor himself, Mr. Isaiah Washington, is going to be in the building with us, as well as tune in tomorrow on the Tuesday spot to listen to our interview with Funny Man, the hilarious undercover brother himself, Eddie Griffin. Make sure you tune in and check us out. We will be talking to Mr. Isaiah Washington and Eddie Griffin, so make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for the Tuesday spot. Keep tuning in for the rest of the week. You never know who's going to be on the D-Hour show Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. And coming real soon on the D-Hour Radio Network is our premier sports show. It's going to be coming real soon, so keep your ears out and eyes out for that. Again, please enjoy the rest of your Monday night. It's Manic Monday. It's still Manic Monday going on. People running outside, butt naked in the cold. And they're not doing that. If they are, they're crazy. You might want to stay away from them. and I just want to say, have fun. Keep tuning in. You never know who's going to be on with us. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys. Have a great night.
And definitely, thank you for that, D. Slate. And I just wanted to say I truly, truly enjoyed the show. It was immenseful. We got a lot in. So definitely stay tuned for future segments with the I Got Something to Say radio show and with the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. This is the hostess with the mostest, signing off, Poetic Justice. Thank you to all the people who continuously support not only just the radio show and the radio station, but everything that is done within my creative space, if you will. So definitely check me out tomorrow at Lyrically Spoken here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, for the Lyrically Spoken. We're coming up on the year anniversary for that. And don't forget, next Monday, we will not be having a live show because I will be in Las Vegas doing some industry stuff. So, definitely thoroughly looking forward to that. However, we will be back, but we will be airing one of our encore shows. So continue to tune in and listen in. Signing off now. Remember, life is short, and so is my real hair. Happy birthday, happy early birthday to my beautiful niece. Yes, 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 Lady Clara in the building. All right, to everyone else celebrating the birthday, salute, bon anniversaire. Y'all have a great evening. God bless you all. And we see you because you got vision. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show.
Getting it.
Good night.
It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest thing to say.
But you're really cool, mind in the game.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D. Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with DK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
One, two, welcome my shoes.
touched before.